این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The inherent characteristic of the rich is to pay attention to seek pleasure and enjoyment and devotion to the world and attention to wealth and affluence so that lust and gluttony cannot give the time to think on an issue and reflect. Those that are inventors, those that have worked hard and placed value books at the disposal of society on every subject, they were from the lower strata. Wealth and affluence is inherently opposed with proper training. It is in conflict with invention, composing, compilation, and hard work.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. About the concept of patience, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Patience is the key to the gates of happiness and the source of deliverance from predicaments." This speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is about the significance of being patient in order to reach happiness. In more than 70 places in the Holy Book of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to and praises patience. He promises the patient of his contentment and liking. In the verse 146 of Surah Ala Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin," and Allah loves those who have patience. He promises he should always support them. In another place, Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wasbiru inna Allah ma'a sabirin." Be patient, for Allah is with those who have patience. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "Paradise is surrounded by misfortunes and patience. He who shows steadfastness against misfortunes of this world will be in paradise. Hell likewise is surrounded by lusts and appetites. He who allows himself to have these lusts and appetites will be in hell."
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Islam also teaches man to be patient when he has health, money, happiness, and all the good in his life, in order to refrain from pride and arrogance and from becoming ungrateful to the bestower of these blessings and bounties. One needs patience, trying not to use blessings in evil ways, and abstaining from what God has labeled as forbidden also requires patience. So you can see how practicing patience can lead to happiness and felicity. And that was the point Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was making about this concept of patience. Okay, that's the time we've got for today's episode. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh once more. About the subject of patience, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Patience is the key to the gates of happiness and the source of deliverance from predicaments." Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.